A reading from Luke chapter 6. One Sabbath, while Jesus was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked some heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for anyone but the priests to eat. And he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" This is the word of the Lord. So here we have the Pharisees again. Do you ever wish they would just lighten up a bit? They seem to be always on the lookout for some breach of the law or tradition. Legalism has such an ugly head. No wonder were they very happy. We can see in this passage that Jesus had a good working knowledge of the Old Testament, that he could quote David so well and appropriately. He quoted that scriptural precedent that law must yield to genuine human need. And St. Thomas Aquinas reaffirmed that so well for us over 1,000 years later. And we're still reminding people of the same principle today when so many are in need. Not only that, Jesus spoke with great authority. When ordinary people heard him speak, they recognized that what he said was profoundly true. He understood what their lives were about. This was important for Jesus, but it also required sacrifice. It was something he worked at, facing the truth, siding with the poor, struggling against evil, denouncing sin, following his call, making difficult decisions, and yet maintaining hope and cheerfulness through all these decisions. Eventually, he was to be killed for his attempt at reaching people with love, fairness, and justice. There was a Dominican priest, Herbert McCabe, who used to write books. He claimed that the greatest enemy of Christianity was not self-interest, but sentimentality. I'd add legalism to that bit as well. There seem to be more and more legalists popping up in our parishes and roundabout these days. And I think we need perhaps a little bit of that genuine love and concern and self-discipline that Jesus was the great master of and exemplar of.